well, like 10 minutes after 1 now, Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to The Ooze. I don't have Lehigh here. It's Saturday edition. Blog Talk Radio decided to fucking not answer my phone call. So I had to switch over to a different operating system and Skype the fuck in so that I could at least do some semblance of whatever. So anyway, no Lehigh today. No topic. It's Saturday. It's Christmas Eve. A lot of holiday cheer in the air. Yeah, okay. Whatever. A little social commentary in the meantime. A recent thread regarding female Satan's preference in, I don't know, I don't even know what you want to call it, in men has sparked what I like to call the official Satanic International Network bitch fight starring Mac. I guess if... gotta have a bitch fight. Better make sure you got all the bitches involved. It is what it is. Saturday. What the fuck? It's just about all I can say. It's just what the fuck. I don't even give a shit that all this stuff is going on. I guess Zach's gonna call in and save me, quote unquote. Not sure what happened to Lehigh. Maybe he went to jail. Could be. Hey, well, Merry Christmas to you too, Tim. Have an excellent martyr celebration or whatever the fuck you want to say. I don't even know how to wish people a Merry Christmas anymore. Actually, this past week the subject came up of whether or not you go with the PC Happy Holidays and include everybody's sickness, or if you offend them all and say something like Merry Martyr Day. It is what it is. Whatever. Blah 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 blah. So, yeah, Saturday, took 5 fucking minutes just to log into the show. Co-host isn't here. Fuck this noise. I knew something would go wrong, too, because I was running late getting here. Normally, I'm here 25, 30 minutes before the show, but I was busy doing some laundry, so we have some clean clothing to wear this weekend before all the laundry mats and shit shut down. And, lo and behold, I get here 10 minutes to spare and end up 5 minutes late. Isn't that the way of the world? Anyway, since I'm waiting on Zach to call in, I guess, meantime, I'll ask Tim if he's enjoying the Satanic International Network 2011 Bitch Fest. Here comes Zach. Zach, what's up?
What's up, man?
Man, this shit is retarded. So that's just about all I can say. I was trying to call in for like 15 minutes there, and I finally said, oh, we're 5 minutes into the show, I might as well try to Skype in, and that's what I ended up doing. So, what's going on with you, bud?
Oh, not much, man. Just, enjoying my Christmas Eve, I guess. So, who was supposed to be the co-host, Lehigh?
Yeah, Lehigh was supposed to be co-host.
All right, well, what was the topic going to be?
Well, there wasn't one. It was open discussion. Me and Lehigh usually wax on for a half hour about whatever is on my mind at the moment, and then another half hour about, well, me asking people to call in, so.
Okay, yeah. Well, I guess so we can steer this any direction we want to, huh?
Yeah, any direction we want, that's right.
Okay, Well, let me ask you this. What's your fascination with butt sex?
honestly, man, it's just because it's that forbidden fruit, you know, that, and it just, it feels good.
Ah, I can see that. Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Like, just in case, like, it ever comes up, you know, and you're not prepared, you know, sometimes you got, you know, got to kind of, like, make do with what you got around the house. I recommend, like, either a stick of butter or some vegetable oil. Those two things seem to work good. I prefer the stick of butter because you can just, like put that right in the anus and, like, turn it, like, you know, counterclockwise, I prefer, you know, and just, like, lube that shit up, pun intended.
Well, I guess if you like fried asshole, a stick of butter isn't bad, you know.
Yeah.
At least there'll be a browning effect when it's all said and done, if you get enough going. But, on all reasonable notes, man, have you been paying attention to what's going on the front page of Sin? You have, is Mac
no.
Foster, cocksucker, whatever you want to call him.
May?
Mac, whatever, yeah, that dude, he's fucking...
Egofostian guy, that guy?
Yeah, he's... He's just cracking me up, man, because he's stepping up on first trying to, you know, act like he's got some superiority. But we all know that arguing over the internet is like participating in the Special Olympics. You fucking, even if you win, you're still a retard.
Nah, you know what? I haven't been following it, actually. I've been, you know, doing my thing, hanging out in the chat room and, you know, getting chicks to show me their kids. I prefer that.
Right on. Well, hopefully there's plenty of Christmas ribbons late tonight, so you know, that's what I'm kind of looking for. Just want to load the ribbon.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm good, man. That's my kid chatting.
Okay. I did notice that Interrogus deleted his account.
Yeah. Daryl did delete his account. I guess he's... I don't know. I really honestly don't know. I know there's some things going on behind the scenes. Am I privy to express what they are? I don't necessarily know. I can say that, you know, it was done for personal reasons versus whatever the outward appearance may be. And I think it's kind of funny that, you know, people would conclude some kind of, you know, I don't know how you want to call it, some convictionary thing about what's going on just simply by what they see and what they think rather than actually, you know, going to the horse's mouth. It's not difficult to find Daryl if you really want to ask him what's going on, you know.
Yeah, he has a new account. He's back. He just, I guess, for whatever reason, wanted to reinvent himself one more time. So, he's back.
The thing that people seem to forget in the satanic community is it's okay to make a mistake. You know, if you come to a conclusion that, oh, wait a minute, maybe I was wrong about something, or maybe I didn't present myself the way that I wanted to. You know, there's no harm, no foul, and just kind of wiping your hands and saying, okay, you know, joke's on me, whatever, I'm going to try it this way now, and, you know, that's kind of more how I see it happening.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not going to make any presumptions as to, you know, what happened or why he did that, because I really honestly don't know. But he's still around. It was just interesting. But no, I haven't really seen the Meg drama going on.
Yeah.
I haven't really looked, though. I just woke up, so I've been kind of vacant for the last 10 hours.
Yeah. Oh, you. So this is morning for you and not night. I thought this was end of your day, man.
Yeah, typically if I'm up this early, it's because I've been up drinking all night. But now I actually went to bed at a reasonable hour last night. So, and, you know, I got up and turned into the ooze and heard silence, man. So I figured I'd, you know, call in and try to carry the burden with you.
I appreciate that, man. It's good to know. It's good to know you're still on reserve when necessary. So that helps. I did make a point that tomorrow night we're actually going to have a very special show. Tomorrow night's form of a show. Should be kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. Hopefully we've got everybody's numbers down. Did you forget to hold the mat to get PDV's number?
Not yet, but I'll send him off a text today. I'm sure he'll forward that. While I'm at it, do you have Timmy's Hardcore's number?
No, I do not. I do not have his phone number.
We'll have to see if somebody's got it. I mean, there's one that's worth calling on Christmas night.
Rather. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Put a couple of lumps of coals in his stocking.
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta you know, the adversary to the adversary, you know, I guess that means he's the guy you go set his Christmas tree on fire.
Yeah. He is a token Christian. I mean, you know, got to give him some props for that.
Yeah, it's like claiming leprosy and then going to the beach. It's kind of cool. He said
yeah, that. So some new things have come up recently for me. It looks like I'm rolling out of here January 15th to move to Lower Lake, California, along with Cassandra and Caitlin and Joe, that's a female, and, you know, Dirk is already there, and Lisa is already there, and Tommy is already there, and some other dudes. Yeah, we're going to start the new Manson family, man.
Yeah.
2012.
You're going to have to grow your hair out, man. I mean, you got to grow your hair out, and you got to get the swastika tattooed on your forehead, or else you're just not doing it right.
Well, I'm okay with growing the hair out, but I'm definitely not putting a swastika between my eyes, that's for sure.
No? Well, you can use a permanent marker every time you go in public. That'll work just as well.
I figure it's about time. What's it been, about 50 years?
Yeah.
40 years, something like that.
Right on.
It's about time for the Manson family.
Yeah, and think of it this way. The Kool-Aid will be more like mead than Kool-Aid, so...
Yeah.
That's a good thing. I mean, hell, if it works for crazy Christians, why shouldn't it work for Satanists, too? You know?
That's true. You know, someone's got to, you know, there's got to be someone to point the finger at. Might as well be us.
Hey.
So what are you doing tomorrow, man? I know you got your son.
Yeah.
You know, anything special planned, or are you going to dress up like Santa Claus and, like, you know, come down the chimney or anything?
By chimney, do you mean throat? I mean, well, no, his mom's supposed to pick him up at the early part of tomorrow, so I'm going to get up open with him, and after that, it's probably going to be just letting him play, watching him play. If you remember, we had been discussing... what he really wanted for Christmas, what he wrote a letter to Santa for.
I recall you said he wanted a real tool set or something like that, right?
Right. I got word from the big man that it's a possibility. That's a big-time possibility, if you know what I'm saying.
Cool.
So
cool.
That should be pretty cool.
Hey, man, do they sell big wheels anymore? You know, the big wheels that we used to ride when we were kids, the plastic ones?
Yeah, as far as I know, they do, yes.
That's
although,
cool.
I don't understand what kid would want one. But
I love those things, man, because they had, like, no traction, so you could, like, just, like, unless you start off slow, you just spin that front tire, you know?
Yeah.
You go absolutely nowhere.
Yeah. When I was growing up, in northern Ohio, so there was a lot of really big hills. And so the big wheels were kind of cool because you could, like, start it up off at the top of the hill, and you get that tire sliding thing going with that front tire for a couple of seconds, and then all of a sudden you take off down that hill. And if you pedal fast enough, you could actually kind of drift down the side of the hill. You had to pedal and turn your wheel just right, but you drift all the way down the side of the hill. That was particularly fun if there was snow on the ground.
Yeah, man. My big wheel had like this e-brake on the back tire where you could like reach behind your ass and you could pull that fucking brake, lock that back tire up, and you could like, you know, slide sideways and shit, like take corners like at 90-degree angles and shit.
Yeah.
It was fucking cool.
I had a similar thing. The e-brake was actually between my legs.
Yeah.
That was cool. You know, I can't remember what the hell these things were called, but it was a little seat attached to handlebars with roller skate wheels on it. And you used to rock back and forth side to side to get it to move. Do you remember this toy at all?
Vaguely, yeah. I kind of know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it for the life of me, but funny as hell. That thing was cool all the way up into adulthood, man. That thing was cool.
Yeah. They have a version of that too now that's it's basically the same thing, but you stand on it. It's like a skateboard, but you can move your hips and it like moves it like a snake and it like, you know, gets you going. Kind of a pain. Yeah, it's a lot of effort, but...
Yeah, I haven't actually seen that, but then again, I don't go play with the kids like I should, so...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, shit. I went to Walmart last night. I had to get some toilet paper and some other items for the household. I went at, like, 11 o'clock at night because I thought, well, you know, I'd be able to get in and out that way and kind of avoid some of the madness of holiday shopping or whatever, and boy, was I fucking wrong.
Is this a 24-hour Walmart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got there at 11 o'clock. I picked up four items, and I got home at 1:30.
Damn.
Yeah. By the time I got home, I was like, jeez. Jesus Christ. Oh, wait a minute. Now I understand why we celebrate this holiday the way we do, because going shopping makes you say, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man, dude. When I worked at Walmart as loss prevention, man, that was fucking Christmas time. That was the worst ever. For the whole month of December, man, because it was like nothing but Christmas music. You know, and if you're loss prevention, you're in plain clothes. And, you know, you just got to walk around the fucking store for 8 hours, you know, trying to catch shoplifters. Fuck me, man. Jingle bells and fucking all the goddamn Christmas songs in the world. You fucking gnarly, man.
Right on.
Your job was hell. Your job was hell for a good month.
We've got a caller, Zach, so I'm going to go ahead and bring them on.
All righty.
707 area code, you're on the ooze. What the hell?
I don't know. 707.
Yeah,
707. That sounds like an LA number, but I'm not sure.
Could be. We'll find out, though. Just give me 2 minutes here.
She's still on or he hung up?
Oh, they hung up.
But
that doesn't change the fact that we're going to be calling them.
Oh, yeah, we can call them back. That's right.
Is it ringing at all?
I can't hear it.
I guess the call-out feature's not working for some reason.
Well, I hear something. It sounds like one of those. There it is. It's voicemail picks up, you may talk.
They hung up.
Oh, pussy.
Try it again.
Okay.
If they answered, let me do the talking.
Okay.
Voicemail is yours, answer is me.
The Google Voice subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Look, motherfucker. What the fuck is your problem interrupting our goddamn radio show and your pussy ass won't even answer the motherfucking phone? Come on, man. Grow some nuts. Man up.
Alright, there we go. Alright, and one more time for measure.
Okay.
The Google Voice subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
This is Mike Johnson from Domino's Pizza. I have 32 large supreme pizzas at your front door. I would appreciate it if you'd answer. We're going to go ahead and charge your credit card anyways. Thank you.
There we go. That was a good one.
Oh, boy. Looks like we got a new number to add to Santa's list tomorrow.
Cool.
I got that one written down.
All right. How far are we into the show, man?
We got 30 minutes left to go, dude.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, it's all good. It was fun anyway. I'm actually surprised that Lehi's not here. Was he in chat last night?
No, I don't think he was.
No? Let me ask you something.
Do you have his number? Can we call him? I got his number.
I've got his number, but his phone's not on as far as I know.
Oh, well, shit. Okay.
Yeah. I've been trying to get him to do Google Voice because, as you can see, you can call in on Google Voice through your computer and it works just fine. Matter of fact, that's probably what I'll do is get myself set back up with Google Voice. It seems, Skype hits issues for me. I get that echo every once in a while and it just won't go away.
Yeah.
So, did you get my message about changing the operator password yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I don't know why you changed it, but I did get your message. I got the new password.
Well, the reason being is I got a message that the troll that we had coming into the chat room actually signed in as a moderator. So they had the moderator password.
Okay, that's possible. But if you remember that Hunter guy, he was able to jump in as a moderator too.
Yeah, they fixed all those bugs in Tiny Chat. I know because I tested for hours.
Okay, I don't think he has the password. I don't know how he got in as a moderator, but the fact that he's not in there and, you know, didn't cause any mayhem makes you think that maybe he wasn't actually a moderator.
He came in with a star on his name, so.
Okay.
That's the information I got, but that's why I changed it. I think the one that I put there is more sophisticated, so
yeah.
it should be good for a few more months or whatever.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you know, I'm looking into getting a different chat room altogether. Trying to work with Rick, but Rick's 600 Club Rick, his video chat room is inferior. The Tiny Chat, like you have to click on people's camera to see them. Only 4 people can be on camera at the same time, shit like that. There's a lot of restrictions that Tiny Chat doesn't have.
Right. Well, if we can, if I can ever get finished getting set up to start the new version of Sin, it shouldn't take much to build a flash of pellets that has all the functionality of TinyChat. So.
Right on, man. Okay, man. Well, I'm going to let you go.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to go back inside. So, as you know, I don't get reception in my house. I got to sit out here on the patio, and it's kind of getting old right now.
Right on. Well, I figure like this. If I don't have another caller in the next 5 minutes, I'll be ending the show early anyway, so not
yeah,
a big deal.
I don't blame you, unless you have something that is pressing that you want to talk about. I just can't think of anything else to talk about.
No, not really. I hit you with everything I needed to tell you about, so we're good there.
All right, Beast. We'll take it easy, man.
You too, man.
Later.
Later. All right. 27 minutes left. No Lehi's shown up. He's probably off, I don't know, maybe in jail, like Christmas trees or something, whatever. It is what it is. I don't really have anything pressing I wanted to talk about today. I did want to get on the air, even if it was for a whole 22 minutes. Hope everybody has a safe weekend. I know most Satanists will outwardly claim that they don't, celebrate Christmas or whatever. But, I mean, let's just face facts. Your entire family most likely is religious and celebrates the holidays, so that puts you there regardless. While you're drinking up and being merry, be safe, be careful, don't arrive in a body bag. And on that note, I think I'm going to go ahead and end the show early. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Shit, wrong one. There we go. Doesn't it?